Hello, my name is Father Alejandro Puello, and this is my reflection for the 29th Sunday of Ordinary Time. This weekend, we see the Pharisees ask Jesus a very insightful question. It allows for a conversation that I think and a reflection that is truly necessary in our time, I think. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? This is the question they ask Jesus. And it's a poison question. It's a trap. You see, if he says, yes, it is lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar, then as far as they're concerned, they can tag him as a sellout. He has sold out. He's cooperating with the occupiers. He is supporting the Romans. Right, and so they can tag him as a traitor. However, if he says no, then they can tag him as a rebel, as someone who is careless enough to put the attention and weight of Roman military on them, to put people in danger. So it's a kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. The reason this is such an important question for us is because it touches the heart of a problem that we are constantly dealing with in our society. It is the constant idea that there is a simple, unnuanced, one color, one option answer to the question of can you be a good citizen and a good Christian? You see, many want to sell us the idea that we either have to, in order to be a good Christian, we first have to be a good citizen, or in order to be a good citizen, we have to be a bad Christian. This is why the answer that Jesus gives is such an insightful one. First, he starts by revealing the hypocrisy of it. He asks the Pharisees, he says, show me the coin that pays the census tax. They come ready. They themselves consider that they are the true advocates of the faith while also being ready to pay the census tax. But they want to pretend that if he has an answer, a nuanced answer like they have, that it is possible for those two things to overlap, to fulfill his duty to God without breaking his duty to the state, that he is either a rebel or a traitor. And if this is beginning to sound familiar, is because these are the positions in which every interested party in our culture, in our political environment, in our social environment, and in our cultural environment are putting us in. You're either a good Christian or you're one of us. Or you're one of us if you are a good Christian. Now, Jesus' answer reveals the truth. He says, then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God what belongs to God. But what belongs to God? Everything belongs to God. So the real answer, the answer that Jesus is revealing is this. Our main concern as good Christians should be to give God what belongs to God. What belongs to God? Everything. My life, my gifts, my time, my accomplishments, all of it belongs to God. Now, how I give those to God is called love. to do the good for the other, to do the good of the other, to pursue and seek the good of the other. Now, how do I seek and pursue the good of the other sometimes? A lot of times, by being a good citizen. And other times, by not being a very good citizen. Sometimes, by being a great member of my culture. And other times, by rejecting my culture. Why? Because there are things in each system of government, cultural background, and social group that some things overlap with Christian teaching. Some things overlap with the gospel, but others don't. And if the gospel, love of God, belonging to God, giving everything to God, is the primary and only way that we should live, then sometimes I'm going to be a good citizen. And I will give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And sometimes I'm going to be a terrible citizen by giving to God what Caesar keeps claiming is his but isn't. You see, I'm going to find a way. We should all be trying to find a way of how do I give to God what belongs to God. So that means that the question of giving to Caesar what belongs to Caesar is a matter of, can I do this in a way that gives God what belongs to God? You see, then that means that everything from our political, our assessment of political issues, to how we pay our taxes, to what social groups we participate in and how we participate in them, to what discussions we have and how we parse through information, they all have to be answering the question, is this allowing me to give to God what belongs to God, or is this distracting me, putting me in the position of thinking that I have to pick between Caesar and God, between my social group and God, between my political party and God? If it puts you in that position, pick God every time. It's the only right answer. You pick God. And so what I am trying to hammer here is this idea that sometimes, a lot of times, it will overlap what the gospel is demanding of us and asking of us with what the expectations of our cultural group, social group, and political group are. But we cannot fall into the trap of pretending that one comes before that those lesser ones, culture, citizenship, or party affiliation, come before God. God comes first. Giving God what belongs to God comes first. And if I cannot find a way of doing both while being tremendously honest about giving God what belongs to God in the way God wants it to, God wants me to give it to him, then I have to be at peace. I have to find the courage to be at peace and rejoice that I get to give to God what belongs to God while telling Caesar that, well, too bad. And sometimes Caesar is represented by our government, by our family, by our cultural group, by our social acquaintances. Because in the end, anything that competes with the Lord, anything that competes for your loyalty with God, is really asking you one question and one question only. Will you worship me instead of the Lord? And there's only one right answer to that one. That one is black or white. That one is clear as day. So, I leave you with that reflection. Give to God what belongs to God. And if you can do it in a way that allows you to fulfill your duties and the expectations of the group that you belong to, then great. But But if it doesn't, then give praise to God that you are now able to give testimony that what matters most to you, that what defines your life, is your relationship with Him. God bless.